Warning, the following episode contains explicit language and spoilers. Listener discretion is advised.
Everything's perfect. Yeah, it is so perfect. The beach is so perfect. The people so perfect. Welcome to Laguna Beach, yeah. Welcome to Laguna Bitch, yeah. Welcome to Laguna Bitch with your host, Josh.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Laguna Bitch, greatest Laguna Beach podcast. I'm your host, Josh. With me, my co-host, Danielle.
Standard.
But we talked about that. This week, we're actually talking about another episode of Laguna Beach.
Finally.
Laguna Beach, Season 1, Episode 2.
The Bonfire.
Bonfire. Okay. It was pronounced it was Bont.
It was Bon.
Agree to disagree.
No, I disagree.
We'll agree to disagree.
Okay.
So we watched the episode.
3 times. That was the moment I first started thinking, so what? So what if Kristen has some guys on the side? She's dating or not dating Steven, who has how many girls?
How 2. Many? Who? What? Who?
He's stringing along Elsie. He's dating or not dating Kristen. Who knows? There could be others. There could be others.
Who? Morgan?
Maybe.
I doubt
Maybe
it.
Christina. Maybe Alex.
Oh,
Jessica.
Yeah, Jessica.
Probably Talon.
Definitely Talon. So I see that you have a note that says, I'd never steal a guy from a
girl. That's what LC said in the recap. I'd never steal a guy from another girl.
Is that true?
That she would never do that? I don't know. I mean, surely. She said, with Steven and Kristen, it's so hard to tell. If they're on or off.
According to you, it's not. They're on. Nonstop.
They are. Well, here's the deal.
Whether she's with Talon or Sam, she's still with Steve.
Here's the deal. LC likes drama much more than she wants to let on. Because MTV likes drama.
Here's the...
I was telling the deal.
Please, finish your deal, and I'm going to present a deal.
And so...
And the fans can choose which deal they like more.
And so, LC knew the drama she was creating when her and Steven hooked up, but vice versa. Steven knew the drama he was creating. I don't feel bad for him. 1 ounce.
Iota.
Not 1 iota. All right, what's your...
I just want that. Kristen and Steven are a couple of floozies.
Yeah?
And that's why they were drawn to each other.
They do seem to have pretty much the same whiny, excuse me for my language, bitch attitude.
Danielle.
I know.
This is the first curse word ever used on this podcast.
First curse word I've ever said in my life.
So what do you do when you have feelings?
When I have feelings, just like any other girl, I go shopping. And that's what Lo and LC did, because LC had some feels. She was taking them to the mall to go search for some makeup. Because, I mean, when you feel bad about yourself on the inside... You paint your face.
There's everything about juggalos with you.
Well, just think how those juggalos probably feel on the inside, and that's why they paint up their face to look
Can
the way
Can we go
it looks.
1 week on this podcast without you bringing up juggalos,
this
Danielle?
This is Laguna Bitch, or a.k.a. Juggalo Half Hour.
Okay. I don't think we make it anywhere near a half hour.
Ah, well. The listeners... ponder we've talked about for about another 15 minutes.
So they go shopping and a couple of comments are made about how, you know, the ladies are single. Lo,
seems very
she's
happy about it.
She's single and loving it.
No ball and chain.
She's like Carrie Bradshaw.
That's why I love Lo. She seems just so
because she's single. Happy everything you want to be.
And she seems happy and she just is carefree. And poor Lauren, did you see the face Lauren made when she said that they had no ball and chain? She pouted. She was so pouty. She wants a ball and chain named Steven.
She can save that drama.
For who?
Herself. Yeah, I get where Lo's coming from. I used to be a happy single guy and now here I am. So what happened next?
Oh, you are a jerk. Next, okay, I thought it was pretty interesting. Right after that was the intro where they, you know, sing the song and all of that. And Steven was the very first character.
He's the main
intro.
Character.
But shouldn't it be Lauren?
She's just side chick.
She's the narrator. She started the first episode. It's apparently about her life and her friends. So why didn't it say, you know, her, then Steven, then Kristen, then all the others?
I like to think of it more as an ensemble cast. Mostly Polster and...
Oh, Polster. He's
and
a
Dieter.
Polster
and Dieter.
They're They're probably very important.
Steven teaches Kristen the surf. What did you think about that?
She obviously didn't want to be there.
Right, but would you want to be there? Do you know what's in the water?
Sharks.
Do you know what else?
People peeing.
Do you know what else?
No.
No, no one does.
Oh.
Because the ocean is so deep, we have no idea what's in there.
Oh my, okay,
it's the scariest thing in the world.
But you know what that shows me?
She's brave.
Kristen really likes him. She didn't want to be there.
Right.
But he likes to surf, so she was going to give it a shot. You know, all, like right now, you like to podcast, so what am I doing? I'm sitting here with you podcasting.
You demanded I make a podcast for you to be on.
That's not true.
You threatened to divorce me.
That's
and take the dogs.
True.
I think podcasts are stupid.
I threatened to divorce you for everything else.
Can I just say, though? Well, actually, do you think Steven charged her?
No, I forgot.
It's $80 an hour.
But, okay, just because he works at the surf shop doesn't mean that he's the one giving surf lessons. Because she makes him dinner.
That's probably true.
So maybe the dinner was payment for the surf lesson.
But that didn't matter.
No, not at all, apparently, because they bought, and I'm sorry to use this word because it's worse than a curse word, retarded dressing.
Retarded dressing.
Retarded sauce is how Kristen explained.
Can we just point out the most illegal thing? And Christina.
Talking on the phone?
While driving.
Okay, but remember, this was 2004.
That was back before we knew it was dangerous.
That was back before you had to have Bluetooth. Does every state have it where you can't talk?
I don't know. There. We'll say yes.
Okay, yes, they do.
But nowhere in the world can you talk on the phone like that while driving. And she was doing it.
Well, that was...
Well, still, though. Her parents probably bought her way into college and then paid them extra to give her a scholarship.
So the whole time she's talking to Morgan about, you know, did you get your letter from... Mormon University. Said, yeah, and they wait for me to open it. You know she already opened it. I'm sorry. Did you ever get college acceptance?
No. Did you?
Okay, yes, I did. And as soon as you get it...
I never got an acceptance letter.
As soon as you pull that letter out of the mailbox, you rip it open. And if this is the only college that Morgan wanted to go to, she would have ripped it open immediately. So there's no way she had waited. At that point, I realized that, you know, the first episode, it seems like Lo, Elsie, Christina, and Morgan are four friends. But that's not the case. Lo and Elsie are friends. Morgan and Christina are friends. So instead of being four friends, they are two sets of two.
From different walks of life. But those walks
blonde
of life.
Blonde hair and brown hair.
Those, see, they're from different walks of life. But those walks of life are very close together. Have you ever been to an airport?
Yeah.
Do you know how when you're walking, sometimes they have moving sidewalks?
Yes.
With regular sidewalks right next to them? That's the walks of life they're from.
That's true. That's true, because you can walk just as fast as the moving sidewalk.
Brigham Young University.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't get in.
No.
The only place she applied.
What's she going to do now? Thought it was pretty interesting, though. She always seems to be the one screaming at a party. Mm-hmm. But she made the statement, I've got to get away from the party scene. Stupid kids screwing up on their parents' money.
The only one who can't screw up on his parents' money is Dieter.
Yeah, did you see Dieter's kitchen?
Yeah, it was almost as big as ours. But ours is huge, actually. So that's not a good...
We have a decent-sized kitchen, but it was very normal.
So,
his house seemed very... normal compared to Elsie's
mansion
with
on
the
hill,
huge
looking down.
Palm trees.
Yeah. That's probably why he doesn't like feta cheese.
He didn't know what feta cheese was.
All he can afford is Great Value
American
cheese singles.
Yeah.
And that's normally how he makes his Alfredo out of American cheese singles.
That's why he thought that the sauce tasted bad.
Yeah. He thought it tasted retarded.
No, Kristen said it was retarded.
Kristen said it was retarded.
Yeah. And then later on, she described it as tasting like feet.
Right. Because feet are retarded.
But cheese.
We saw a lot more Trey in this episode.
Oh, a lot of Trey. At least at the beginning, that he's the only one that really has anything going for him.
Mm-hmm.
Very businessman-like, except, you know, he's getting his open mic night for American...
Young American Society.
It was
Hitler Youth. All young Americans. Active young Americans.
Active young America. He's getting his Active Young America open mic night ready. And I realized he's calling people the day of the show to set things up. And he's not prepared because his phone dies. Does he not know the rule is you never pass up a chance to check your email and charge your phone?
Well, here's the interesting part about that. Why would his phone die?
It was a flip phone. They didn't die.
They didn't die. They lasted four days.
My phone, you know, dies three or four times a day. When I had a flip phone, there were multiple days I didn't even charge it.
Yeah. I remember looking at the phone, going to bed, I'm like, 80%.
I'll be fine.
Then you wake up the next day, flip your Razor open, chat with your homeboys.
And since it was a Razor, it wasn't plugged in, but it still gained a few percentage of battery life.
I don't know about that one.
Anyway, so Trey, what'd you think about him?
He had a style all his own.
He did.
He stood out.
He's stylish, and I think the more you watch, the more you will get that from Trey.
I said to myself at one point, how does he know anyone else on this show?
Because he doesn't seem like he goes with them.
He doesn't.
Until the end. And the comment he made at the bonfire about fish.
Oh, about
fish.
Killing all the fish?
Yeah.
He wants to kill all the fish.
100.
He said, what did he say? Nuke the whales?
No. He said, for a senior prank, he's going to get 100 goldfish and put them in the pool. And Elsie was shocked. She said, no, it would kill them, the chlorine. He said, yeah, exactly. So that right there is why he hangs out with Polster and Dieter and Steven.
But Polster is not who we thought he was.
No, Polster
was very
serious.
We thought he was a party enthusiast. Turns out he's a serious guy.
He's a whatever is happening at the time enthusiast. He's very enthusiastic about parties in season one, episode one. Season one, episode two, the very next episode. What's he enthusiastic about? AYA and his paper that he wrote on
the dissertation,
the humanist potential movement.
Oh, yes. That's one of my favorite movements. Yeah.
Potential of humans.
Like, personally, I think the fourth movement from the OA is really good. But this one was just.
The fifth movement? The last?
Yeah, but that was crap. I have a note here that says, Trey is better than you. He's better than me. He's better than all of us.
Trey is, period.
So let's talk about Sam.
Sam, Kristen's...
Side dude.
And, okay, my note, since we're speaking of notes here, I put, how many side dudes does Kristen have? We know she's with Talon.
How many dudes you got, Kristen?
We know she's with Talon. We know she's with Sam. But do you know what else I put right next to how many side dudes does Kristen have? Huh? What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
That's not true.
Yeah. If Steven is...
You know nothing about raising geese.
Hopping back and forth, why can't Kristen go have some fun?
So how many side dudes Kristen got? Take a guess.
Well, okay. We know she's got Steven. We know she's got Talon. We know she's got Sam. My question is, Jessica, Kristen's friend that she cooked dinner with, who was so annoying.
Jessica?
Yes. Have those girls, when they went grocery shopping, have they ever gone grocery shopping before?
No.
Have they ever cooked before?
No.
Have they ever even eaten food before?
No.
It didn't seem like they had.
I'm putting the brakes on about when they went grocery shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Who the fuck does she think she is?
Cussing.
And that wife beater with a choker? She's not Ryan Atwood.
She's not.
It's not working.
Okay, so for those listeners who do not listen to the OC, maybe you should go
watch.
Or do not watch the OC or listen to Portland CA. Maybe you should go do that now.
So.
Oh, anyway, so we
Kristen tries to dress like Ryan Atwood from the OC.
During this episode, I came up with two main driving questions. My first one was, what do you think Kristen did to get a detention?
Cutting school to go buy one boneless, skinless chicken breast.
Or maybe cutting school to hang out with a side dude. Maybe she's got a college dude.
Oh.
She might. She's Kristen.
She is Kristen.
Yep. All right.
Maybe she was hanging out with Derek Jeter. Is that who she's married to now?
John Elway? Neither of those, but honestly, I don't remember who it is.
Mark McGuire.
No.
The only other sportsman I know.
Michael Jordan.
Is Michael, and I doubt it's him, because who's the golf? Tiger Woods.
No. It's Maybe. None of those people, honey. I was poor.
Well, we was poor. You were never poor.
Okay, I was middle class.
Upper middle class.
No, very middle class.
Middle class.
Yes.
Bull
Working snot. Class. I can't help that you were barrel feeders, bottom of the barrel, and I brought you up.
You didn't bring me up. You latched onto me while I was shooting to the top of society.
You're right.
Yeah, I know. I
got
said
in
that.
On the ground floor.
You're lucky to have me.
So, at Lowe, they're going to Trey's open mic night. Lo does not seem thrilled.
She wants to do sushi.
She wants to throw money at problems.
Right.
And not volunteer, not help. But you know what? Can you blame her?
And she said do sushi 5 times.
She did. She really likes sushi.
Right. But you don't say do sushi.
Well, you do when you're a
she needs to grow
high
her
school
fart up.
Girl who wants to seem cool. Let's go do sushi.
And you have your own TV show.
You have your own TV show. And they're paying you to say do sushi. Anyway, so they go to open mic night. Lo wants to stay 10 minutes.
10 minutes. And Elsie says you have to
stay 30 minutes. Elsie actually wanted to stay longer. But Lo is into upbeat music. And there was not upbeat music. But do you know what was there? Polster. Giving a
mad props to the YMCA and Talon and giving mad props the ADA and
Polster was there giving a very heartfelt speech about the importance of the AYA and how they're going to become a big thing. I did not realize that Polster was such a serious dude.
Polster's a serious. People think that he's a partyman.
Episode 1.
They think.
LC said Trey was the serious one. I don't think so. Polster, no. You're in there, buddy.
Well, that's the thing. Like, his last name is Partyman, so they think he's really into partying.
Oh, you want to talk about who else has a job in Laguna Beach?
LC.
We thought it was only Steven, but now LC has a job.
Maybe they all secretly have jobs.
At surf shops?
Yeah.
Each a different surf shop?
There are 8 surf shops in Laguna Beach. MTV hit them all looking for one employee.
Anyway, Steven calls Elsie at her surf shop just to make sure she's going to the party. And then his buddy JD.
The fire party.
The bonfire.
Bonfire.
Yes. Bon.
Bonfire.
Anyway, his buddy JD that he works with said to him, "Are you having fun juggling these two girls around?" Everyone knows that Steven is juggling these ladies.
See, I don't. I think sometimes, I don't know if you've ever been to a show, probably not. Sometimes two people juggle. So I think they're juggling him around. He's just trying to catch feels for one of them. And they just give him the cold shoulder.
I'm rolling my eyes so hard. Here's the deal. You do not have to play devil's advocate for Steven. We can agree on the fact that Steven is a bad person.
He's not, though.
But the problem is, there are so many bad people in this show.
Kiss Brooke.
He was a different character.
So let me just point out that later in the show, Steven says, "I don't want to deal with you right now."
Here's the deal.
Here's the deal. She's a junior. Oh, that's what, I thought you were going a different direction.
She should be able to be in charge.
Because your whole thing last time was that they're juniors and they should shut their mouths.
Well, that's true. But, okay. The party, the bonfire. That's where my second big question of the entire episode came.
Who is Sam?
No. Stop interrupting me.
I'm sorry.
My second big question of the entire episode for you is, who is Lo trying to call at the bonfire?
Sam.
No, she's not hooking up with Sam.
Everyone's hooking up with Sam.
Lo doesn't hook up. Lo
You're
is
saying
a,
she's like Katy Perry?
Lo is a good lady. Anyway, so who do you think, really, who do you think Lo is trying?
Who?
Yeah, I mean, all of her friends are there.
Her parents, to let them know where she's at, to check in.
So then, at the end of the bonfire, do you feel bad for Steven when he's talking about how he wants it to be August 25th so he can go to school? He wants to get out of there.
He's fine.
Why does he want to get out of there? No, he wants to get out of Laguna Beach because he messed up. And he even admits it. He said, "It's not that I regret hooking up with you to Elsie."
Right. Why
it's
would
like I regret the drama that got started between and he couldn't say her name.
Because she was sitting 1 meter away from them.
Kristen was sitting right there when they were having this conversation. That's so rude. Mm. So rude.
He's like, "I had a couple of thoughts on this episode. Morgan, Christina, and Trey finally got to be characters."
Yes.
They weren't just in the background.
Which I liked.
They had some solid scenes, especially Trey. Morgan and Christina had to be together. So if you separate them, they're kind of still one character. Where Trey is his own man.
Poor Talon, though.
The music in this episode, there was considerably less.
Editing was much better. The sound. The music didn't play over the people speaking.
The music
speaking.
Didn't play over them talking. There was a lot less music. Like in the last episode, there was always a song playing. This, not. There were times of complete silence. And then the music selection seemed to be cheaper.
Generic.
A lot of it was just generic. I also, in the middle of the show, I wanted to look up specs on it. It was shot in the cheapest, crappiest looking way possible. Who edited this episode? Helen Keller?
Well, you know, we rated the first episode, so let's rate this one. What do you give this one? How many stars?
5.
5 out of 10? Yeah, I think, okay, so I rated the last episode 7 out of 10 in comparison. But see, for me, this one was good. This one was also a 7 out of 10. I really like how they bring in those side characters. It really rounds out the storyline.
So this episode is donezo.
Yeah, I'm over it. If you come.